Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Chris from Yelm is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Chris, you have a big, big opportunity ahead of you right now to stop Steve Migs from hitting 300 wins today. We could push it off till tomorrow with your help, Chris. Pressure's are you up on. For the challenge?
Yeah, it's also my shot at my 10th win against him, so I'm trying to stop him from getting his, and I'm trying to get mine.
Oh, ooh. This is huge. I'm excited to see what goes down,
Steve. Playoff implications right here.
Time for you to get out of the studio.
Okay, bye.
For those playing at home, Chris, in search of 10 wins, has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is the tallest mountain in Washington State?
Rainier.
Correct. The Gran Turismo video game series debuted on which video game platform?
PlayStation.
Correct. What 2005 movie's name is a slang for a U.S. Marine?
Jarhead.
Correct. How many limbs does a tetrapod have?
10.
No.
9.
No.
7.
No. Who sang Close My Eyes Forever with Ozzy Osbourne?
Lita Ford.
Correct. How many engines are on a B-52 bomber?
4.
No.
6.
No.
2.
No. What color is the star on Vietnam's flag?
Red.
No.
Yellow.
Yes. Who played Liz Lemon on 30 Rock?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Frasier, Noble, and Douglas are all types of what tree?
Fir.
Yes. What language do the majority of musical terms stem from?
English?
No.
Greek.
No. We got you down for 6 points here, Chris.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, it's not terrible. It could be enough. Ooh, I'm so nervous right now. Steve?
Yep.
How are you doing?
Okie dokie.
What is the tallest mountain in Washington State?
Mount Rainier.
Correct. Gran Turismo video game series debuted on which video game platform?
Oh, crap. PlayStation.
Yes. What 2005 movie's name is slang for a U.S. Marine?
What was the question again?
What 2005 movie's name is slang for a U.S. Marine?
I'll come back to that one. Maybe it'll pop into my brain. I can't think of it.
How many limbs does a tetrapod have?
3.
No.
10.
No.
11.
No.
Damn
who
it.
Sang Close My Eyes Forever with Ozzy Osbourne?
Lita Ford.
Correct. How many engines are on a B-52 bomber?
Jarhead.
Yes. How many engines are on a B-52 bomber?
2.
No.
5.
No.
52?
No. What color is the star on Vietnam's flag?
Red?
No.
White?
No.
Yellow?
Yes. Who played Liz Lemon on 30 Rock?
Oh, crap. Meryl Streep.
No.
Pass.
Frasier, Noble, and Douglas are all types of what?
Trees.
Sorry, what type of tree?
Fir.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 6 correct, and that is a tie.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. 6-6. Hey, nice work there, Chris.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
From his reaction, he got me so fired up, I thought I won.
Neither of you knew that the number of limbs a tetrapod has is 4.
4.
The number of engines on a B-52 bomber is 8.
That's close to 52.
Very close.
Yeah.
And Liz Lemon on 30 Rock was played by Tina Fey, one that you did not get to, Steve.
I was thinking of 3rd Rock from the Sun. If I would listen to you better, I would have gotten that one right.
What language do the majority of musical terms stem from?
Latin.
No.
Oh.
Italian.
Hey. Hey. Python.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, the Savannah Bananas baseball team had 2 sold-out appearances at T-Mobile Park. If you went, we want to talk to you right now. Call 206-803-ROCK. There is a simple question we want to ask you if you went to one of the Bananas games over the weekend. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Everlast. Over the weekend, the Savannah Bananas invaded Seattle and had 2 sold-out games at T-Mobile Park. We have FOMO that we weren't there because they had Seattle Mariners legends like Jamie Moyer and James Paxton in the house. Also, Walter Jones, Big Walt,
was
there.
He was dancing.
So fantastic. Pat Monahan of Train was singing during part of the game. And then after the game, the owner and creator of the Bananas, his name is Jesse Cole, and they call him Yellow Tux Jesse. He said it was the loudest crowd they had ever had.
Well, this is special. I never thought we'd be here. You know, Washington, almost 3,000 miles from Savannah. From the opening, the first pitch, you could tell this crowd was different, and the excitement for us coming out here to be with them was unlike anything we've ever had. And I will say this confidently, this was the loudest crowd we have ever seen in banana ball history. It was electric.
That is just crazy.
So much fun. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we're going to start with Caitlin in Olympia. Our simple question, Caitlin, you went to the game. How was it?
Good morning, friends. Oh, my gosh. I am still buzzing, not just from, just from all the Seattle sports this weekend, but specifically Savannah Bananas. Like, what in the world? I've never had this kind of experience, sports experience before. It was great.
So what were the, did you get to go to one or both of the games?
I was able to go to the Friday game. Luckily, a friend won the contest to be able to purchase the tickets. So I was like, thank you, friend.
So what were some of the highlights for you? Because that was the one, Jamie Moyer came out and pitched?
That was the one, yes. And got to see Big Walt come out and do his little spot there, too. But it began with a whole pregame that was right before the show. So anybody who wasn't able to buy a ticket was able to participate that way. And they had a pregame plaza where the players came out and danced and met with the fans and signed autographs and sang and danced to songs. It was amazing.
Caitlin, did you get some Savannah Bananas merch while you were there?
I unfortunately did not. The crowds were so crazy. The train was packed. I got there right in the nick of time for the pregame show. Right as I was coming in the gates, I already see all the players just out there practicing on the field. They're out there playing catch with the fans. Like, where else do you experience that?
They're doing it right. That's for sure. They've created an ultimate fan experience.
Yeah, thank you, Caitlin. Rock on. Michelle in Burien, our same simple question to you. You went to the game. How was it for you?
It was awesome. Me and my friends, we had such a great time. I think Caitlin wrapped it up for all the entertainment that was there that you could do. The dancing was great. The highlight of our night was a picture with Jesse Cole over in the box yard. I got to hang out with him for a bit and it was just great overall.
That's the thing I noticed online. I thought it was so cool. Like the owner guy, Jesse, the Tux guy, like he's just out in the crowd hanging out with all the fans the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice guy, willing to take pictures with everybody. You know, it was really awesome to meet him.
Thank you, Michelle. Ryan in Mount Lake Terrace, simple question. You went to the game. How was it?
It was a blast. I mean, I don't think anyone could really say anything bad about the game. You know, it's just exciting from start to finish. You have a great product. These guys have a great product that they're just fan experience, and just it's the fun that they have, and it's contagious.
Ryan, start to finish, how long was the experience?
It depends. I mean, the games, obviously, they go 2 hours. They're timed, which is nice, which is awesome. There's no pitch count. There's no pitch clock. There's none of that stuff. So the game is always constantly moving. So it's keeping, you know, keep the fans, keep the kids engaged. And it's just exciting to see the trick plays. Just the fun and excitement. The vibe that I would say is a lot like the Winter Classic. And I don't know if you guys were there when the Kraken hosted the Knights, but the vibe with the fans and everybody, it was awesome.
So that was the part I noticed that you mentioned about the trick plays, because I was like watching a little bit of it on YouTube, and like they factor that into the scoring of the games. I'm like, okay, they're playing like this is like South Park when they did basketball. Like, they've got their own rules.
Yeah, they do. You know, that's exactly. And it's kind of like a Globetrotters type deal, but I would almost say a little bit better with the trick plays. Like the center fielder doing backwards little catch in the pop play. Are you kidding me? And landing it? I want to see Julio do that.
You know, time for the Mariners to step it up.
I bet Victor Robles could do it.
He could definitely do it.
Catches balls.
Shannon, you're on I-5 right now. You went to the Savannah Bananas over the weekend. How was it?
I did. It was so amazing. Like, everything that everyone had said happened. And then, like, there's stuff for people that are there at the game. And they also have entertainment for the people that are just watching from home. It was just, like, all-encompassing. And something that they didn't mention is also after the game is over, they do another gather at the plaza where they had the pregame show.
Oh, so you have a lot of opportunities to meet those guys.
Yeah, they did some more signing and stuff. But the big thing was that the owner made everybody get in a circle and kind of hold on to people you love or people you met, you know, wrap your arms around them. And, you know, and we all sang, you know, a song together. And it was just, like, so powerful, you know. And I've been to the Globetrotters. I've been to many sports games. And, like, there was nothing like this.
Well, now I feel like festival version of Steve would really enjoy the big group hug sing-along part.
We're definitely not missing this next time, Steve.
Dude, seriously, I had so much FOMO. I was watching a lot of it on YouTube, and I'm like, this whole Savannah Bananas phenomenon, like, I bet they never thought in a million years they'd go from playing games in Georgia to then selling out two games in T-Mobile Park here in Seattle.
It's a wild level of success, and I hope it keeps going.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you know music so well that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we've got tickets for 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin to give away, and they're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook.
The game with absolutely no integrity.
We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see 3 Days Grace and Breaking Benjamin. They're going to be at Climate Pledge Arena on September 30th. Say good morning to Joey from Covington. Joey, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Great.
We are so excited to spin this wheel and see if you're going to be playing with Migs or me.
Alrighty.
With the wheel spinning, who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? Let's find out. It's T-Dog.
All right, Joey, you and me, baby. Here is your clip.
Right, let's go. Play that one more time. Sorry. Animal I Become.
By.
3 Days Grace.
Nailed it. I like how we both just started humming it. We're such helpers.
So helpful. Awesome work there, Joey. Okay, Danny, I am ready for my clip. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day.
Nailed it. Congratulations, Joey.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. What a cherry on top after this weekend, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, what was the highlight for you this weekend?
Oh, the Mariners sweeping the Astros, man. Come on.
All right.
Same here. I was just curious if you were more about the Seahawks or maybe the Storm firing their coach. Now, I don't know what it was.
Now we need Joey. Can you say it with us, Joey?
This is our year.
Let's go.
If there's been something we have discussed this morning that you would like to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We will be checking in with the Rockaholics after Nirvana. All morning, we have received some great texts and calls from you that we weren't able to get to yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, you've got something on your mind. What is it?
Good morning, guys. I have a It Came Around 360 vindication story that's pretty good. But yeah, it's a good one. Anyway, but real quick, that Robles catch was, you know, playoff implications and great. But did you guys happen to catch Jacob Young, the center fielder for the Washington Nationals, yesterday,
yes.
His catch?
Dude,
you seen that, Mig?
It looked like he was going to drop it, and he ended up still catching it. It was awesome.
Hit his mitt, hit the wall. He hacky sacked the ball up with his foot, caught it, made the out. It was incredible.
What a weekend!
Okay, crazy, huh?
Yes.
Okay, now the vindication story. In 1976, I was in high school, and that's when high school was 10th, 11th, 12th grade. I'm in 10th. And the senior football player and his buddies would go and pin me and other of the 10th graders against lockers and shake them down. They did that 3 or 4 times. Now we're going to flip forward 7 years. I'm 23. And we were at a bar that's kind of by the high school. We'd go down there to, you know, visit with people who went to high school if they showed up. So me and my buddy Steve go down there, and there's Duke. And Steve says, hey, you remember Tom there? I says, yeah, I remember Tom. He used to shake me down. Tommy says, you know, he kind of tried to be nice. I said, I'm sorry. I says, yeah, not as sorry as you're going to be if you don't have $10 in your wallet right now. I was big and bad by then. And he knew right away. He flipped that wallet out, gave me the $10, and makes, here's your test. Here's your test, Migs. What'd I do with that $10?
I sure hope you bought some weed with it. Otherwise, I'm going to be very...
I bought a gram of weed. You know it.
Freaking go. I'll be honest, Kenny, for a second, I'm like, is this going to be a Kenny story that doesn't involve weed? But I'm glad it did.
Never, brother, never.
206-803-ROCK is our number, and we are checking in with the Rockaholics this morning.
Oh, somebody texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, how are you guys doing with fantasy football? I haven't heard you talk about it much.
Yeah, Danny, how are we doing with fantasy football, Danny?
General Manager Danny.
Well, so far we're 0-2.
Wait, we lost last week?
We lost last week, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're on track to lose this week because somebody, not me, forgot to put in a kicker for so we had... two bench kickers.
Is Lily running our team now?
You know, she might as well be. She'd probably be doing better than us.
And I almost texted you because I know, like, we have Patrick Mahomes and Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if I should text Danny to see if he played Sam Darnold because I know you. I'm like, oh, he's a homer. He's gonna play Sam Darnold, so we'll be fine.
No, I had Patrick Mahomes in.
You did not.
No, I did.
Wow.
I kind of forgot that football was happening this weekend, so I just didn't really do it.
You were at a party where you watched football.
Well, yeah, but that's too late to change anything there, Steve.
Okay. He was way more focused on the Sounders losing.
You're paying attention to the wrong type of football.
I will say that it was funny because everyone at the party that I was at was like, oh my gosh, who has Jason Myers? Who has Jason Myers? And I was like, I do. And I like proudly opened my app and I was like, except he's sitting on the bench.
Wow. Oh.
That's great.
Does that mean one of us should take over, Steve?
Do you want to do the effort?
Nope, sure don't.
No, Danny, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Just try and do a little bit better.
Yeah, we'll try.
Just a little bit. Okay, we got a voice message from earlier that we didn't get to, so let's do it right now.
Hey, Steve, I saw you up there, and I wanted to know if the elephant here, the Bristol, your favorite. They were your favorite, right? You got any new food? How was it?
Okay, so we went to the fair. It's the final weekend last weekend. And we went on Saturday. It was hot. It was. I've never seen the fair that packed.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Everywhere. Just obviously, it's the last weekend. It was a nice day. But we did get some food. We did not get the elephant ears. Of course, my wife's like, don't you want elephant ears? I'm like, yeah, but we're about to go get dinner. Like, now is not the time. I wanted to get these elephant ears at the beginning. But we didn't get the elephant ears at the beginning.
What did you get?
So there's this fruit kebabs. And it was funny because it kind of backfired on her. I think like she just wanted to eat somewhat healthy. And she's like, let's get the fruit kebabs because at least that won't be that bad. She didn't realize they were candied fruit kebabs. So these things were just straight up pure sugar.
Dipped in stuff.
It's crunchy, strawberry. I have to say, they were freaking amazing, but it was just all sugar.
Nice. Wow. It's called balance though, so.
And then Tatum got a giant freaking cotton candy by like, I swear, this is like an art. The guy who made this, like, he made it into, like, a unicorn. He does other ones, like ducks and other, like, animals and stuff out of cotton candy. And watching him put it together was, like, worth the $13, which...
$13?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You go broke on cotton candy?
Honestly, that's way better than what I... When Steve sent us the picture, I mean, you should see this thing. It was huge. And I'm just like, that has to be... You dropped $30 on that.
I honestly, when he said it was 13, I thought it was gonna be at least 20. I'm like, great, we gotta drop $20 on this stupid cotton candy. When he said 13, I'm like, oh, that's a deal.
You get two.
But you know what? We saved some money. Shout out to this random woman as we're going in. It's like 2 p.m. when we were going. Some lady was leaving. She's like, sir, would you like my rides and tickets card? You know, because you could buy like the prepaid tickets and all that. I'm like, are you sure? And she just looked at me and her kid looked like he was crying.
Oh.
She was like, we're done. Yeah. She's like, I know that I'm not going to remember to, I'm not going to find this next year when the fair comes because you could save it.
Sure.
I was like, I do that all the time and I never find mine. So she handed me, and I had like 50 tickets on that
thing.
Which was freaking awesome.
So then do you do fair math and then spend the money that you would have spent on tickets and gaming on something else?
Yes. Let's just see. Tatum, she walked away with a few extra stuffies, a few extra games, a few extra, a shirt. Yeah, of course.
Oh, I'd spoil that child.
Fair math.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you've ever wondered what it would be like to watch the men's room in action, you can now do that because the men's room is streaming live on YouTube every weekday afternoon from 2 until 6. You can get all the details on how to watch the guys at KISW.com. For the last couple days, I was on a family getaway to a magical place called Black Butte Ranch in Central Oregon, which is, it's like 1,800 acres. They've got golf courses, restaurants, a spa. There are five
Danny
pools.
Danny and I go every couple of weeks. We love going to Black Butte Ranch.
You guys would love it.
Isn't that awesome?
It's so much fun. There's like 18 miles of trails that you can ride your bikes and walk on. A lot of wildlife all over the place. We had a great time. So, of course, I had to get Barrett's review on all of these activities.
Barrett, where did we just spend the last 4 days?
Black Butte Ranch.
Yeah, whose cabin did we stay at?
Jen's.
Jen is.
Jen is our very good friend who's like our fairy godmother. She's wonderful.
And what was your favorite part of Blackbeat Ranch?
The train set.
The train set is a toy that Jen has at her cabin, and he has decided that was the best part of the whole trip.
It sounds about right with a toddler. It's like whenever you're just like, hey, did you have a great time at Disney World? What was your favorite part? And like, Tatum would just be like, the bunk beds.
Right?
I was like, the bunk beds at the Airbnb? That was your, we could have not paid all that money to go to Disney World, right? And just stayed somewhere with bunk beds? In.
Okay, a toy at the cabin was your favorite thing in all of Central Oregon?
I mean, it was the pool.
Oh, in the pool?
The pool isn't the second.
And what about all the biking trails that we got to ride on?
The hills on the biking trails, because I can go fast.
How fast did you go, do you think?
22 miles per hour.
What? That is almost the speed limit in that place is 25.
Did he really go 22?
There were a couple times where the handlebars, you start to see him go, whoa, 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 whoa. And Brad and I thought for sure we were going to have a wipeout and some, you know, road rash.
And then that would just completely ruin the rest of the day.
Oh, yes.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Thank God he didn't. But we had some very close calls.
Would you want to go there again?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so if you were going to tell people about Black Butte Ranch, what?
One second.
Yes, of course.
That's very excited.
I feel like he's doing his Dave Mustaine impression.
Yes.
Okay, so if you were going to tell people about Black Butte Ranch, what would you say?
Okay, have fun.
Have fun.
Okay.
And we did. It was great. You guys should definitely check it out. It's close to Bend. It's close to Sisters. It's close to the Hoodoo Little Ski Mountain Resort.
I mean, this all sounds great, but why do you think Danny and I would have fun there?
You guys are so fun. You could go anywhere and have a good time.
No. Any gentlemen's clubs? No.
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
Residents of one U.S. state in particular are running out of time to legally marry their cousin.
Yes, of course.
We're going to give you the Daily Mix download after Green Day.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. How about that Seahawks game yesterday? Man, it was over before the first quarter was done. It was
serious.
Just a serious beatdown by our Seattle Seahawks on the New Orleans Saints at Lumen Field. Ended up winning 44-13. Rookie Torrey Horton, I think a lot of people are going to be talking about him with that franchise record 95-yard punt return. Also, he had a 14-yard touchdown catch as well. I mean, the defense was just fierce out there. Sam Darnold played a great game as well. And Ernest Jones, after the game, during his press conference, did talk about the presence of the 12s.
Bro, we're not playing too well at home. On the road, we're kicking butt. But we got to win games at home. And when you have a crowd and you have fans that show up like the 12s do, you got to go win at home. And you got to put emphasis on when you do get a home game, you go out there and you ball out and you feed them chaos.
Yeah, you fed them chaos yesterday. That was a great time. Up next, short week. Oh. Back at it again this Thursday night for Thursday Night Football in Arizona, taking on the Cardinals.
Feels really good to say this, Steve Miggs. The M's swept the Astros.
Unreal.
The win 7-3 yesterday means that we now have a 3-game lead in the AL West, and the Mariners can clinch a postseason berth tomorrow with a win versus the Colorado Rockies, who have pretty much the worst record in the league, I'm pretty sure.
Only 40-something wins and 100-something losses.
And a win by the Yankees. They're going to be playing the White Sox. Also, the Mariners can clinch the AL West as early as Wednesday with any combination of 3 wins and losses by the Astros.
Insane.
This is our year.
You know, it's crazy to see so many different, like, you know, experts and showing like the percentage, the chance of winning the World Series, and the Mariners are like one of the top teams, if not the top team. I'm just like, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, but still, it's nice to be thought of right
yes.
now. I mean, it's been so many years where you just don't even get mentioned, so it's cool to see that the Mariners are being talked about on the national level. And Cal Raleigh, 58 home runs now.
Huge.
Is he going to hit 60 this year?
What did we guess? I guessed 63, you guessed 65, and Danny's pulling for 69.
Yeah, well, when isn't he? But I think you have the best chance of being right on this bet.
We'll see.
All right, this is a very strange thing that happened in Connecticut. Apparently, there's a law that was just officially passed where if you want to marry your first cousin, you only have a week to do it before it becomes illegal, because it wasn't illegal until now.
Oh,
Kissing cousins, huh?
Well, first cousins, too. That's I don't click on those thumbnails. No. Ever. That's weird. Well, anyways, here's some people in the state talking about how this brand new law is going to be taking effect.
It's pretty wild. I mean, I would have never thought about marrying my first cousin. It didn't really enter my mind, but, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat. I did get married, not to my cousin, though, last year. Hi, honey.
It's just so...
Just stop talking, husband.
It's just so wrong because of the birth defects.
I think people love who they love, and the government should have no say in that.
Different story.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know my cousin's names now. No, I'm kidding. It's not that bad, but still.
Different strokes for different folks, but, you know, it's going to mess up the DNA a little bit if you start mixing and crossing those wires.
Okay. Glad that we had this conversation.
Congratulations, Connecticut. There was a driver who admitted to falling asleep at the wheel and then crashing into a South King fire and rescue engine that was on southbound I-5 in Federal Way on Sunday morning.
I saw that.
So insane.
Yeah.
And the crews had been responding to a DUI rollover. Thankfully, there were only minor injuries reported despite how much of an impact that crash actually had.
And I saw some of the pictures and I thought, oh, this is a terrible... I mean, it's still terrible, but thankfully, nobody was... seriously injured. That's like my biggest fear is, with the hours that we work, just sometimes, hey, myself, like being tired, I try and make sure like I'm okay as alert. You don't want to be that person that starts nodding off behind the wheel.
Definitely.
I've done that before and it was a massive wake-up call, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But then also the fear of like when I'm driving, like you, I'm sure you guys, like, you know, it's 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
There's a lot of chaos out there.
There's a lot of tired people probably on the road right then, especially I see like sometimes like trucks that are just kind of swerving. I'm like, oh boy, you got to get around this situation. Hey, tonight you got Monday Night Football that's happening over in Detroit. You got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Detroit Lions. That game starts at 5:15 on ESPN and ESPN as well, or ABC and ESPN, of course. ESPN and ESPN.
Yeah, both of the ESPNs.
Yeah, all that stuff. As far as weather, hitting a high of 69 degrees.
Nice.
It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.